I'm really happy to be joined on Zoom by producer, songwriter, rapper, J-Cass. Good morning, lovely.
Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, everybody.
Hello. It's wonderful to speak to you. You've been on the show a good few times.
Yeah. Gosh, maybe 2-3 years now.
Yeah, probably. It's probably on the 3-year side of things. Time goes so quick. I think it was during lockdown, actually, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was.
Now, you've got your EP out called Dream Life 2, which came out on the 1st of March. Yep. The track Come On Down is the first release, but I have been loving Can I Live, featuring Brianna Marin and Pajinda, which I absolutely love. It's so classy.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Before we talk about that, you're up in sunny Yorkshire, but I've seen on your Instagram you've been going to Portugal quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, I'm always back and forth from Portugal. Like, you know, there's nothing quite like escaping the good old British weather.
Does it give you inspiration to do when you're out in the sunshine? Because the weather here has been pretty appalling.
Oh, most definitely. But the last 2 times I've been to Portugal, it's been raining. But I prefer the rain over there than to over here.
I do. I keep looking at your socials going, he's off there again. You know, what's he doing? He's writing over there or doing what? I'm so nosy. Tell us about the EP, because you've collaborated with quite a lot of artists on this, haven't you?
Yeah. So this is the second edition, Dream Life 1. I released, I think, was maybe 2018. And so this is the follow-up. It's like a continuation project with a producer called Dream Life. So I just had the idea of just do a Dream Life continuous project until God knows when. So, but yeah, the second installment, it features a lot of Portuguese features, like there's Come On Down featuring Lucas Garces. There's Ultimate featuring another Portuguese artist called Cog Incognito, and also Pajinda Emerson. He's Portuguese, but he lives in Leeds.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so he's up in Yorkshire, and then there's Fatima X. She's from Sheffield, and there's also Jay Bravo, aka Bruce Leeds, is another Leeds artist. So yeah, it's pretty much a laid back, conscious type hip hop, lo-fi vibes.
And Fatima's been on other tracks with you as well, hasn't she?
Oh yes, yeah, she's on Royalty, and she's on a couple of new projects I'm going to release this year also.
Yeah.
So you'll be seeing more of her.
And I really loving Brianna's voice as well. It kind of, because you're going into the rap, and then you've got the really hooky chorus, which are just, you know, it's just lovely. And her voice just really, it stands out. And it's not like an oversung kind of, you know, which I don't particularly enjoy. It's just really melodic and just hits you. And you can hear every single word she's saying. You get the pictures in your head.
Yes, she's an exceptional songwriter. She's pretty popular. She's from America, actually. I think she's based in. I think she was in Chicago, then she moved to Los Angeles. But she's a top tier singer. I love her voice and the way she performs and delivers stuff. Like you say, she has a nice sound.
Yeah,
very nice sound.
Yeah, she really does. When you're working on a track like Can I Live, how did it actually sort of start out? Were you in the studio sort of like doing some drums, and then did she come in and do, you know, the melody, and how what input has Pajinda had on it?
So actually, Dream Life already had the hook on the track, so he like pre-produces with a lot of vocal artists. And I was like, oh, I like that one. So I reached out to him and said, oh, can I use this track? He's like, yeah, go ahead. And then that was it. I just fell in love with it. I penned my lyrics. I had the track sat down for about 6 months. So I'm like, I need somebody else on this besides myself on 3 verses. And that's when I reached, I thought, oh, let me try Pajinda. Because I met him at Leeds. When did I meet him? I met him in 2021, I think, at the Leeds Black Music Festival. And yeah, we've kept in contact, and I said, oh, I'd holler you for a collaboration. And this was the perfect track, and it came through, and it delivered for me.
So are you going to be going out and actually gigging this? Have you done any sort of live, are you going to do any sort of like live performances, or is it not really feasible?
So last week was the release date, and the release date happened to drop on, I had a show in Porto, and it was also my birthday that weekend. So I had like a celebration of my release, my birthday, and the release of the project and my birthday all in one weekend. So I performed a couple of tracks off that for that.
Mm.
And also this Thursday, I'm performing at Leeds Beckett University Students Union for the Global Village annual celebration, if
Oh,
I got that right.
yeah.
That was a lot to say.
How many tracks are you going to be doing?
Probably one or two.
Yeah.
Just it's a pretty condensed performance, so I'm going to cram like a mega mix in.
Yeah. That goes on for 45 minutes.
I also, but last year I did the same showcase. And, it was a very special moment. We had the whole place doing Zumba by the end of by the end of, when it came to my performance, everybody was doing Zumba.
And what track was that to?
Yeah, and that was to Rio. I don't know
Yeah.
if you've heard Rio, but yeah, that's like my party finisher, the show ender, the showstopper.
So, with your music, because we've got Beyoncé obviously in the country charts at the moment, which is phenomenal. With that, great track. Do you feel now it's you can, because you do sort of diversify with your music. You don't really stick to one genre. You do sort of broaden, sort of go out if you listen to some of your music, and it's acceptable for artists to do that now. And years ago, they would have said you can only be R&B, only be soul, only be rock. You mustn't go outside of it. But it's changed.
No, you just well, as a creative, that's what you're supposed to do, like explore and go beyond your boundaries. So I don't understand why people try and pigeonhole artists into certain genres. I'm like, you can't do that with me. I like to experiment and have fun with creating stuff.
How difficult is it? We always talk about this, being an independent artist.
Well, I've been adapting to certain situations, like revamping my Instagram page and trying new marketing techniques. But since the new release, I've seen a lot of activity on my a lot of streaming activity, so that's a good thing. And I think it's just the way you present stuff. And also, sometimes I'm not really too bothered about the streams and the downloads because I just enjoy it. Regardless of what's happening in the music business world, I'm always going to be creating music anyway. So it's a case of, I create it, put it out there. If the people like it, they like it. I might tinker with certain marketing aspects of it, but ultimately, I do it because I love it. Like I always say to people, when people always hold on to music, I'm like, put it out there because you never know who's listening and for what reason.
Yeah, and it's fresh ears to somebody who hears it for the first time.
That's it. You could have a track that's 5 years old, and if
Yeah.
somebody new comes along and hears and be like, "Oh, I like that,"
Yeah,
if music's never
absolutely.
old, it's never old.
So if people want to support you, you are all over social media at JKAS Music, JKAS Music. So you're on
All one word.
Instagram, you're on Facebook, you're on
Yep.
TikTok.
TikTok, Twitter.
Love
I'm everywhere where you are, basically.
it. I loved you. What do you think of TikTok? If people, if you don't know about TikTok out there, if you're not joined or gone on it, it is a blast, isn't it?
It is. It's one of those. I'll have days when I'm like fully on it, and then I'll have other days when I'm like I'm a more Instagram person. But they say spend time on the platform you enjoy doing work on best. So I see you a lot. You are on TikTok a lot, so I can see that's your favorite platform.
If people want to get hold of the EP, it's obviously on download. Is there any physical copies? Are you doing that or not?
No physical copies. It's strictly online, so nobody can complain. Then, because when I've had physical copies in the past, everybody's been like, "Why is it not on? Why is it not online?" So I'm like, "All right, then I put everything online that everybody has for physical." I'm like, "I just stick to the digital right now." iTunes, Apple,
Apple,
Amazon,
sorry, Spotify, yeah.
Pandora, TikTok. But I am considering Bandcamp. I was actually on there this morning sorting out the admin for it.
Yes, yeah. And for people who don't know what Bandcamp is, if you ever hear any of the musicians on my show, most of them who are independent are on Bandcamp. And what you can do, rather than going on Spotify, which you can listen to the artist on and Apple Music, etc., you can go to Bandcamp and you can buy the track from about 79 pence, or you can pay what you like for it. And also, if you've got an EP and you can download it digitally, and that just helps an artist. And then you're on, you can get on a mailing list and find out when they're doing gigs and stuff that's coming up. So Bandcamp is really, really good, and the money goes to the artist.
Everybody should support independent music.
I think it's getting worse, JKS, because
Oh gosh.
no, for music, I think it is in a way,
Yes, yep.
because you've
Yep.
got like a very, very small amount of people that are at the top, and then there's everybody else underneath. And a lot of the mid-sized bands who you would think have got very, very good followings, they might have 200,000 or 300,000 followers or more. They can't go out and do gigs because they can't afford to do them.
That's it. Well, me and my friend have been listening to a few podcasts, and it seems to be a big shift in the industry going on right now. So I'd keep tabs on what's happening because it's going to affect a lot of people. But it could be a blessing for the indie artists. But looking in the grand scheme of things, so yeah, it's good to keep tabs on what's happening.
Oh, but it sounds really depressing now.
sorry, people.
Can you hear us? Come in.
No.
Hello. Hiya. You've joined in on the interview. How are you, Pajinda? How are you?
Sorry, guys. Sorry for being delayed.
That's all
I'm
right.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. We're just having a good old chat with Jay Kester about the EP, and I've been loving the track Can I Live, which you feature on with Brianna.
I was invited by JKS. It was a surprise. I met him in Leeds. I was working actually on new music. I'm part of a group that is from Portugal, and we were working on a music video at that time. And that's when I crossed with JKS. He was a friend of one of the guys that was featuring in the videos, and we were introduced to each other. He started listening to my work. I started listening to his work. And yeah, we just find a few things in common. Both of us love the Wu-Tang Clan. So yeah, from that point, we were started just trying to find a track to feature on each other. So he found this one. He presented to me. I love the track. I love the idea. I love the topic. And yeah, I couldn't wait to put my rhymes on it.
Scene like over in Portugal.
I can say that the Portuguese market is growing a lot in the last years. It's been growing a lot. Just you can see in JK's project, in his EP, there is I think three artists from Portugal, me and two more. So I think it shows how much the artists and the culture from Portugal in terms of music is expanding all over the world.
Yeah. Now, hopefully, we will get done. I always chat to JKS. He's always supportive of the show. I love his music and just his vibrancy for life. Sometimes I get a little video with me showing the weather. We do a bit of a weather check, but it would be lovely if you ever get the chance to come down. Maybe you can do a gig or something, a Hot Box. That's a fantastic venue in Chelmsford. Maybe you can come down and do something like that. We'll have to get you live in the studio to do
I
some
would
stuff.
love, would love to do that. I can't wait.
That would be amazing. So Dream Life is out now. Hopefully it might be on Bandcamp as well, fingers crossed that will get sorted. But at the moment it's on Spotify and Apple, and you can download it and listen to it. But if you do like any music that I play on the show, including this track, Can I Live, then you can hopefully download it on Bandcamp and pay a couple of pence and make a musician happy.
That's it.
Yes, yes. Support the artist. I'm an independent artist. I started making music some time ago, but like seriously, I can say from 2017. And I always did it by myself. And I think it was in 2022, I was invited to be part of a group that, you know, it involves many, many, many artists from different countries with the same language. So people from Angola, Portugal, Brazil, a lot of people is involved in that project. And yeah, I was very, very lucky to be invited, and I'm glad to be in it. So since then, we've been working on our own projects. I've been working on my individual projects as well. I never stopped on that. But yeah, lately I've been giving more focus in the Ubuntu. It's called Ubuntu. That's the name of the group, Ubuntu
I won't try and say that.
Yeah,
Well,
you know Wu-Tang Clan?
yes. Oh, right. Okay.
Ubuntu.
Can you spell
Yeah.
it? Can you spell it for us, Bajinda?
Yeah, it's Wu, so W Wu, yeah.
Yep.
W Wu, then B for better,
Yep.
U, N for November, T for Tango, and U. And Ubuntu basically it's a word that comes from South Africa. Ubuntu, it's a philosophy and a way of living they have there. basically means I am because you are. And the name of the group it's all about that. It's all about that philosophy, the idea of the group, the ideology. It's all around that topic. I am because you are.
I like
So
that.
we are just trying to, you know, and in fact, I'm not going to lie. I believe that this philosophy is so beautiful, so beautiful. But I feel that some way we are all learning how to be that, because we all come from different environment, different educations, and sometimes it's difficult to implement that philosophy because we have our backgrounds, our habits, and sometimes it's difficult to flip, to just, you know, become something different. But it's a beautiful ideology, and I believe that we should promote it as much as possible. And you know, who knows, one day it becomes something really, really normal in the world.
Oh, Jakes and Bajinder, I could talk to you all day, both you're wonderful people. I can see why you both got on really well. You've both got the same spiritual kind of feeling about you. That's what I have when I always speak to Jakes. And you put out a lot of goodness. I know you do, Jakes, because you've just got that kind of nature about you. And it's sort of, even though you're on the Zoom, you can always pick up sort of, I don't know. You just pick up an essence of somebody. You know what I mean, don't you?
I got a big smile on my face right now.
I'm glad. Now, I will be putting up all the details for both Bajinder and Jakes as well as links to this track. But you'll be able to find it on my brunch page as well. And as I said, you'll be able to find Jakes all over social media at Jakes Music. So this track is called "Can I Live." Would you like to introduce it, lads?
Can I say one thing? Shout out the X-Man who's listening right now. Is my second in command up north. So I said I'd give him a shout out on the radio. So there you go, bro.
He's got a cool name, X-Man.
Well, it's a long story.
Maybe not suitable for daytime radio,
No, not suitable at all.
So would you like to introduce your tracks? I'm going to play it out next.
So this one is called "Can I Live," Jakes, Brianna Marin, and the man like
Virginia.
And
there we go. This is Eat My Brunch Show with Michelle.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great day. Take care. Bye.